All right, what we're going to be looking at right now is the Well Community Church. This is a recommended resource list. We have an expanded version of this if you're interested, and some specific resources that go through our seven values. Remember the summer we talked about the seven characteristics of a follower of Christ, biblically measured, morally pure, all those different things. We have an expanded resource list that deals with books in each of those areas. But what we wanted to create was a one-page, simple resource list that'll help people start to get traction. And these are tools you can use to help take those training wheels off, per se, and begin to become a self-feeder and to steer and adjust in ways, as it was mentioned this morning in our plenary. Versions of Scripture. You'll see throughout this, there's a bold and an asterisk one. Those throughout this page are ones we just highly recommend as a staff. They're not the only ones. They're not the best ones, per se. We just highly recommend them. We have such a high value for God's Word, we really love the New American Standard version of the Bible. It's very much word for word in its interpretation, meaning they look at every word in the original language and try to get to that as close as possible. The problem with NAS sometimes is it's not real easy to read, and it's choppy, and it just feels heavy and legal sometimes, and just doesn't feel real fluid. Then the New International Version, the third one there, that's more readable. It's a thought-for-thought translation. That when they did the NIV, they weren't so concerned with every word, though they are concerned with words, more of the thought. Okay, so if you have an NIV Bible, it's pretty easy to read. The one in the middle there, the English Standard Version, is one I've been using for about the last 6 months, and I really like it. J.I. Packer, who's a theologian and just a kind of a standard of faith giant in our world today, he chaired the work and development of this. And what they wanted to do is they wanted to be faithful to the word for word, but give it a more fluidity in its reading. And so you see this English Standard Version now that I recommend if you want to try it. They have them out there. You can order them online. But it's very true to word for word, and it's readable than the NAS, more so than the NAS. So I really like that one. And then again, the New King James Version, which is better than the King James Version because they removed all the old English of it, and they do a good job of staying word for word in that. Reference materials. These are things that if you begin to then study or want to find when you have questions to go to, grab a dictionary. In all my study, I keep a dictionary with me, or my devotion. I'm like, what does that word mean? A lot of times we just hear these words and we assume we know what they mean. A concordance is the idea of where a word shows up in Scripture multiple times. You can find out how it was used in other passages. The two dictionaries there are great just for, like the Vines Bible Dictionary. We just taught through Esther last week, and you want to know more about Xerxes. You grab this little reference tool, you open up, you see Xerxes, and you're like, oh, here's some more historical facts. Okay, that may help me. And then kind of a theological version of that is the Evangelical Dictionary of Theology. Big themes in there, hot button issues are going to be in there. And they're all expensive, these in of themselves sometimes as reference materials. But if you begin over time to collect them, maybe a book here, a book here, holidays or something, you'll begin to have a pretty good library. Commentaries. These are men who have gone through the Scriptures and exposited in them, meaning taking every word, going through every verse, and then they comment on them. In big chunks or little chunks, the MacArthur New Testament series is very thorough. It's very good. NIV Bible Commentary series is very good. And a lot of these come in sets, so there's like multiple books. You'll see like Genesis to Exodus, and then Leviticus and Deuteronomy, Numbers, Joshua through Ruth, whatever, and you'll be able to buy them by books and just begin to make your collection. The best one there in a compact kind of version is the Bible Knowledge Commentary. It's two sets. It's an Old Testament and a New Testament. I encourage all people when they begin a Bible study, kind of lifestyle, those are the first two I just recommend to get. Because they're gonna break down in small chunks and paragraphs, some of the commentary and help us see the text a little better in them. Start with the New Testament and then get the Old Testament because it's a big volume too. And then the Expositor's Bible Commentary set is pretty thorough, pretty heady. Probably as the list goes down under each of these sections, you get more meat, more work to go through. And then books. If you're having a hard time just understanding the story of the Bible, why we have the books that we have, why they're named what they're named, and how they fit together, these are some books that will help you just begin the process of knowing that and diving into looking at it. 30 Days to Understand the Bible is a fascinating yet simple little study. It's 30 days, so you have to be pretty disciplined with it. But I've been through it once. I've sent a lot of students and people through it. Over the time, over the years, and they just continue to come back and say, yeah, I understand the big picture better. I don't answer every question, but I know from Genesis to Revelation kind of the theme and where God is in it and how he's working it through it all. Living by the Book is a classic by Howard Hendricks. to let Bible study affect your life. And then two others there, The New Joy of Discovery and How to Read the Bible for All It's Worth. If you're a technological person, these resources here under software are very heady in their use, and capabilities go pretty far into how far you could go down in study of the words, but they're good. Logos is very excellent, very thorough. Accordance for Macs, people is similar to that. And then BibleWorks for PC. And those things, too, what's nice about these new software programs coming out is you can buy some of these commentaries or these reference materials electronically, and they're cheaper. So I could get MacArthur's new, his New Testament commentary set for, say, $80, whereas each book is $20 if you go get each hardbound book. So you may be long-term saving more money. And if you think that way, our world's becoming ever more technological, it's good, and those are highly recommended. The last thing I want to talk about are these internet resources. Two of note is three of note. Our website with the /resources is going to have things from the Guild, Bible charts, stuff you can go to and just find questions and help get training in it. eNewHope.org was where we got our life journals that I mentioned. And if you do go to their homepage, /Bible, you're going to be connected to a Bible Gateway, and it's going to be paralleled what you're reading in your life journal. So you could have it online. If you don't have your life journal with you and you're at work and want to find out what we're reading, bookmark this page, click on it. I'll show it to you here in a second. And literally, you have the readings for every day. So if that helps, it's good too. Another one that we'll go through is Bible.org. Very comprehensive site and study tools. And I'll show you how to use that pretty basically just on the screen here behind us. But all these internet resources are just tools. Don't get overwhelmed by trying to go through all these things and go right now today and buy all of them. Start small, aim big, buy one at a time. If I could recommend anything, it'd probably be getting you a good study Bible, getting the Bible Knowledge Commentary set, and using some of these internet resources for a start. Okay? So that's the recommended resource list. If you want it electronically, let us know. We'll probably post it on that resource page so people can have it. But hopefully that'll get you going there.